I'm Mike Mills. It's the Classic Breakfast at Classic 1027. Mike Anderson joins me again. He is the founder and CEO of the NSBC. We're trying to help small businesses. Now, one of the most crucial things for any small business who's under the cosh right now, Mike, is to find ways of marketing. As we said yesterday, it's easier to talk to your existing customers than it is to try and attract new ones. But to market your SME now, this is absolutely critical. What are your thoughts?
Mike, thank you very much, and good morning to you. Always good to talk to you, Mike. You know, this may sound strange to many, but, you know, if you talk to the experts now around the world, which we are doing, now is the time to invest in marketing. But the important thing about marketing now, we've got to change direction. We've got to move our spend to different areas, specifically digital and SEO. Those are the two prime, and of course radio, Mike. There's a great opportunity to listen to radio. So these are the kind of elements and key avenues that we need to spend our money. And the problem is that many of the competitors are taking their foot off the pedal right now, so blow right by them. And have a strategy in place and put some money into it. Of course, money is pretty tight now, but we cannot take our foot off. This is the time to move ahead and pass our competitors. If you think about this, if you can remember the hare taking a break while in the lead, only to let the tortoise win the race with consistent effort.
Yes.
And there again, this is the same kind of analogy. Don't take your foot off the pedal. Now is the time to do it. And now is the time to invest more, not less, in your marketing. And this is how you can gain a competitive advantage, not only now, Mike, but in years to come. And what we've done at the NSBC, you know, we've traditionally hosted the biggest event in the world for anyone who's starting a business or wanting to grow a bigger and more successful business. The timing was perfect. Last week, we launched the Business Show Africa. Mm-hmm. And the Business Show Africa, Mike, this is a world record. We've got 141,000 registrations in 7 days.
Wow.
That gives you an idea. And of course, that platform is where you can go and find solutions, ideas, opportunities, webinars to help you stay in business and build a great business. And this is the type of thing what's happening out there, Mike. It's not all negative. People are starting to look differently, search differently, find new things. And I think this is becoming the positive side of what's happening to all of us in this crisis.
Right. Well, I've noticed here at Classic 1027 that we've had some savvy advertisers, as we would call them, but they are not big businesses, but they've put out a message that we broadcast to our listeners that these businesses are in business and can do something for you during the lockdown. So people know they exist. They haven't shut down. They're still there.
100%. Absolutely. And here again, you know, we've got to be creative. We mustn't stop doing everything. You know, we mustn't stop marketing. We mustn't start selling. We must, you know, we don't want to just curl up in a corner and say, well, let me wait for this is all to blow over. Now's the time to really re-engineer not only yourself, but your business.
Okay. And marketing is absolutely critical. There is an old advertising adage, in fact, that when times get tough, that's when, unfortunately, accountants have a tendency to slash advertising, take it off to immediately save money. But in the long run, that is not what works. In fact, your message is clearly, if you can, invest even more in marketing so that people will come to, or customers will come to you and not to your competitor.
100%, Mike, and I heard a great expert yesterday in the States. He said, you know what's amazing about this time is the biggest companies of the future will be born at this time. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing, and you're absolutely right. Think of some of the big businesses of 20 years ago have gone, and new ones have taken their place. That's Mike Anderson, the founder and CEO of the NSBC. Mike, how do they get in touch with you if anyone wants to know more?
Yes, of course, Mike, www.nsbc.africa, the website, and then they can also email COVID-19 without the dash at nsbc.africa.